Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. All right, your weather forecast says wind's going to be increasing, like we need more of that. A few clouds from time to time at a high today of about 74 degrees. Kenosha right now is partly cloudy with 63. It's 60 in Burlington, 65 Milwaukee, and in Racine, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. Great weather Sunday. Had a lot of people out and about. Apparently got a little too warm for one youngster visiting Apple Holler along the interstate in southern Racine County. Union Grove Yorkville Rescue dispatched for a child with possible heat-related problems. That just before 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Fire Sunday afternoon caused extensive damage to a house in the 22,000 block of West 7 Mile Road in the Racine County town of Norway. A sheriff's deputy was the first to arrive on scene and reported the home fully engulfed in flames. The Wind Lake Fire Department incident commander requested mutual aid from Raymond, Union Grove, Tishigan, Kansasville, along with Franklin, Hales Corners, and Big Bend. The Racine County Fire Investigation Task Force also contacted to come in and try and figure out what happened. The occupants reportedly out of town at the time. The owner of the home did show up at the scene, though. The firefighting equipment closed that stretch of West 7 Mile Road to traffic for almost 4 hours. Search for a missing endangered adult late Saturday night on the Kenosha-Racine border area led to his discovery early Sunday afternoon in the village of Summers. 22-year-old had walked away from the group home on Sovereign Drive in the Georgetown area, a Racine Police Department news release indicating that he's got autism and very limited verbal skills. City Watch system was utilized to send automatic messages out about 10 p.m., asking the public to be aware of the situation and call of 911 if they observe the young man. He was located safe and unharmed about 1:15 Sunday afternoon by his caseworker near State Highway 32 in Kenosha County Highway E. A military-style helicopter was also in the air over the border area Sunday morning, and that got the attention of a lot of residents on both sides of the border. Well, the American Red Cross has got some plans to shut down nearly half of its Wisconsin facilities by 2017, and most of them are up north. Steve Hansen's the executive director of the Northeast Wisconsin chapter, calls the site decreasing their footprint by closing 9 of 19 offices.
We want to continue to do the best job we possibly can to make sure donor dollars are going directly to the American Red Cross and funneling directly to those that are in need of our help, rather than having some of that, some of those donor dollars go to overhead.
He says over 90% of their people are volunteers who will continue to provide things like disaster services, teaching first aid, and CPR courses, along with helping military families. The Red Cross office serving Kenosha and Racine is based in Metro Milwaukee these days. The former Red Cross building on Taylor Avenue in Racine is up for sale. Mount Pleasant Police and the Wisconsin State Patrol still investigating a fatal motorcycle crash from the weekend at 25th and Racine Streets. An officer on scene within a minute quickly determining a woman, identified as 54-year-old Connie Benitez of Racine, was deceased. 51-year-old Racine resident Michael Brown was alive but with serious injuries. Flight for Life picked him up at Wheaton Franciscan All Saints Emergency and took him up to Frederick Hospital. Neither were wearing helmets, according to a news release, which indicates that alcohol and speed are suspected, and there were several witnesses to that crash. There was a vehicle chase out of Kenosha County around 10 o'clock last night. It resulted in the apprehension of the driver on the southeast side of Racine and some others from the van who had scattered about the immediate neighborhood. Mount Pleasant Police joining the northbound pursuit with Kenosha authorities along Sheridan Road. It went into the city, including zipping through some alleys at about 40 miles per hour. Vehicles stopped in the 1900 block of Howe Street, from which the driver bailed out and ran, but was caught about a block away. Kenosha officers found the others not far away. And emergency responders, including the Coast Guard and Kenosha Fire Department, called out late Sunday morning a possible missing kayaker on Lake Michigan south of Carthage College. A man with signs of hypothermia showed up at the Lakefront Coast Guard station explaining that his kayak had overturned. He'd been in the water for close to an hour, but he didn't know what happened to his girlfriend in another kayak. Well, the woman showed up unharmed minutes later at Southport Beach, not realizing what had unfolded with her boyfriend. Well, he was home over the weekend to relax with family, but Congressman Paul Ryan probably distracted just a little bit by the continued pressure from GOP members for him to run for Speaker of the House. And Fox News reporting he's considering it. Bob Costantini has the latest.
From Oklahoma and known as a moderate voice for House Republicans, Tom Cole is one of those pressing one-time vice presidential candidate Paul Ryan to run for Speaker. Cole on CNN's State of the Union.
I just have enormous confidence it's the right man at the right moment. He certainly shouldn't do it if he's not willing to embrace it.
Ryan, back home in Wisconsin to be with his family during the Columbus Day break, just kept telling reporters chasing him when he left Capitol Hill that he didn't want the job. GOP members are turning to Ryan amid turmoil of hardline conservatives, constantly criticizing John Boehner and not being willing to back Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy for the position. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Racine Unified School Board's Legislative Committee has what's billed as a communication session with state legislators later on this afternoon. That'll be in the library at Case High School. The gathering's around 4:30 p.m. It's to include, with the remaining members of the group, a little tour of the school, including the newly renovated fieldhouse. Caledonia Village Board has a special meeting tonight to consider the 2016 draft budget and to give a tentative approval for purposes of publishing the information and setting it up for a public hearing on Monday, November the 16th. Administrator Tom Christensen's proposal includes wage increases for village employees, no capital borrowing, and holding the overall levy. Racine Mayor John Dickert delivers his 2016 budget proposal to the Common Council tonight, as well as recommendations for the 10-year capital improvement program. Also going to the Committee of the Whole will be budgets and CIP plans for water and wastewater utilities. The review process will start a week from tonight with a public hearing on the city budget, scheduled November the 5th. The agenda for the Racine Finance and Personnel Committee this evening at City Hall includes a couple of large dollar figure items from the police department. One request to apply for and accept the 2016 Beat Patrol grant of almost $121,500. City would have to kick in close to about $40,500 as a hard match. The other request for the purchase of a new mobile command vehicle, costing just under $345,000. Cost would be covered from recaptured capital improvement bond proceeds. In addition, the committee is being asked to approve donations for the K-9 unit from Family Pet Foods and to discuss the safety and security officer position for Racine Unified. That time of year, fall colors really starting to show in many parts of Wisconsin. And if you go to certain parts of the Badger State, you can see all kinds of interesting colors. Here's the latest on that from John Colbert.
The leaves have been turning up north, says State Forester Paul DeLong.
And then it moves south through the state. So the beauty is, and I do mean beauty, of this whole thing is you can see color at various parts of the states at different times. So it's not a one and done deal.
DeLong says ideal conditions would be
warm days and cool nights, clear weather, really create some phenomenal color.
It's a huge tourist attraction in the state. On the downside, DeLong says it's generally all over by the end of the month. Leaves are gone and there's just the cold gray November landscape heading into another long Wisconsin winter. In Madison, John Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Isn't that fun? And the southbound entrance ramp from Highway 20 at I-94 in Racine County, reopening today after having been closed since March 20th for work related to the interstate project, more specifically the reconstruction of the Highway 20 interchange. Crews, in addition, are scheduled to do pavement markings on the northbound side, which will mean the adjacent ramps to be closed overnight both Tuesday and Wednesday of this week. WRJN.com, your source for our local news, the newscaster in podcast form, on the webpage in the local news section. At WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.